Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. Today in for Jinx today, and we've got a chocked full show. We'll start with the college football playoff rankings that were released last night. Of course, we have questions, and of course, there are plenty of fan bases that are mad or saying they have a right to a better spot in the college football playoff ranking. We'll get to that. And then later on in the show, we'll get into our normal NFL talk, the status of Aaron Rodgers for this week's Steelers game, and of course, the saga of Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, man, the hottest name in college football right now. He went on Pat McAfee yesterday. We'll give you our takeaways on that and maybe why he went on the show in the first place. College football, it feels like this is the time of year where the arguing reaches a peak.
This is what we love. Don't you love arguing? I love arguing. I like arguing on social media. I like arguing on radio. I want to argue, Chelsea, so this is my favorite time of the year.
Well, actually, my first career choice was to be a lawyer because I did like arguing.
There you
but
go.
You like arguing. But unfortunately, before you argue, you have to do a bunch of paperwork and you have to go to school for 4 more years. And mama did not love school.
Didn't want to do that.
We chose this instead.
Which gives you the platform to argue and argue about things that likely are way more fun. Because when you're arguing about like law stuff, odds are someone's impacted this heavily. And not to say that people aren't heavily impacted by that. I don't want anybody in the Deep South to be upset at me for saying that and where Alabama fell. But I think this is a much more fun way of arguing than doing so in a courtroom.
I am changing lives, right? It's so funny to me because all the girls I swam with at NC State are like super high achievers where they're doctors and like they have their PhDs and they're like changing lives. And I'm like, listen, did you know that last night's winner on Michigan State was an easy winner? Michigan State wire to wire, baby. So maybe it's not the most meaningful work compared to some of those other girls, but I will take my win from last night.
How about, well, you got to tell them you're 2-0 on the week. So like who's really helping change lives on a regular basis? Like you might change lives every now and then when you get up for an argument, if you're a lawyer or when you're doing nice surgery, but on a day-to-day basis, you're clearly killing them.
Yeah, there's a girl in my grade that has 5 kids and completed an Ironman. So I'm like, ooh.
Okay, but what did she think about Kentucky and Michigan State?
Oh, who knows, right? Like, who knows if her analysis was spot on for Tom Izzo, for Kansas, for Kentucky, for all these schools that played last night. And then I'll say, for a Tuesday, last night was actually a pretty good sports night. Like, we had college hoops. Yeah. We had the college football rankings kind of sandwich in between. But I didn't love the fact that we had to wait for the start of the Duke game because mama was trying to go to bed. But it was low-key a pretty good sports night.
Yeah, LeBron came back as well. It was kind of like up to the minute, it felt like, with him coming back. He had a double-double. He ranks 18th in terms of the oldest to have a double-double. Now, it's only 4 other players ahead of him, but his age is the 18th oldest age that someone has been to record a double-double. in NBA history. You know, Dikembe did a bunch. Robert Parrish did a bunch. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got there a couple times, older than LeBron James. And John Stockton did it a couple times into age 41. But he comes back. He has a double-double. I was with you, though. So, obviously, I'm a big college football fan. I was like, yes, look, once we knew that Michigan State and Kentucky was basically over, I was like, all right, get it off. Let's, let's move on here. Let's get to these rankings. They did go a little bit longer than I thought they were going to, considering that they were on the floor in Madison Square Garden interrupting Duke basketball. So I thought they would maybe make that a little quicker. But we got some very good quality content from those college football rankings when we got to hear the people speak. Mainly just Hunter Yurecek. And boy, I've been an advocate, Chelsea, for the college football playoff not being rigged. I think sometimes people take that approach, and it's more for jokes on social media than anything else. It is really hard to be a defender of the college football playoff not being rigged after listening to Hunter Yurecek talk last night. That really torpedoed my stance there.
Ah, you said that, and I was like, oh, that's cute. Look at how sweet and innocent he is. Just
so
thinking
innocent.
The world just is fair all the time. Because at the end of the day, I don't even think it's necessarily rigged, but I do think that when you look at the fan bases, and this is a money-making venture, you know, at the end of the day, it's for entertainment, and they think about these fan bases that have, you know, more eyeballs and can draw more people to these games. So I don't think it's rigged, but I do think that plays a factor in this. So when you say that you've lost faith in the committee, what exactly did you see where you were like, uh-oh, this is not good, just listening to him talk? Because I'll say this, like, some of these people, maybe they're just not that great at public speaking and they're not choosing their words correctly. But you look at this list, and I think a lot of people are stuck on the Miami and Notre Dame stuff because it is very difficult to wrap your head around the fact that Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head, you know, and then you look at the losses, and I understand that angle where you say, okay, well, Notre Dame's losses are better than Miami's, and Miami has not looked great. And I feel like I need to preface this by saying, like, at the end of the day, just win your games. You play in the ACC, you know, maybe don't complain, just win your games. But what do you think was, like, the biggest travesty last night?
Well, so it's something that Hunter Yurecek said, and we have this audio, so I want to play this before I react to it. But it's something, so this is Hunter Yurecek last night talking about the very thing that you just mentioned, really more so about Notre Dame than Miami.
Be in the field, we know they have to win the ACC to get in. How close is Miami and Notre Dame in terms of evaluation within the room?
I think when you look, Reese, at Notre Dame and Miami, we really compare the losses of those two teams. Miami has lost to two unranked teams. Notre Dame has lost to two teams that are ranked in our top 13. And so we really haven't compared those two teams. They haven't been in similar comparative pools to date. But Miami is creeping up into that range where they will be compared to Notre Dame if something happens above them.
I hate being told that I'm an idiot. And that felt like the AD from Arkansas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Arkansas telling me and telling the world that we are idiots. And it's not specifically about the Notre Dame and Miami comparison that has me hot under the collar, Chelsea, though I do feel like there are some things that need to be properly addressed there that are not, which we can get into in a second. But it's really just how they view Notre Dame as a whole. Because if you want to say, if you are going to take this approach still, that you think Notre Dame is better than Miami, all right, you've at least been consistent with that for 3 weeks. So if you want a pat on the back, there's that. Do I agree with that? No. I think it's idiotic to get up there in front of the world and the people of Madison Square Garden to get up there and say that we are comparing losses without acknowledging the fact that one of Notre Dame's losses was to Miami. That itself is dumb. But then how do you compare Notre Dame and Alabama and sit there and say, yeah, Notre Dame is clearly better? What are the metrics there? They both have two losses, yes. But then you say, well, the Florida State loss for Alabama was not very good, but that negates a win over Georgia, which is better than anything Notre Dame has, a win over Tennessee, which is better than anything Notre Dame has, a win over Vanderbilt. Like, you can start looking at strength of schedules and being like, wow, like, Alabama has a lot of really good wins against ranked opponents, and Notre Dame does not. And then it goes even further, because when they talked about Oregon, they said, well, we still value the Penn State loss very highly because at the time Penn State was good. Well, at the time, Louisville was kind of decent. They weren't ranked when they beat Miami, but they were right on the cusp of being ranked, and this was before the college football playoff rankings were a thing. So they were decent there. It's so convoluted as to who they value and what they value for whom that makes it really difficult to sit here on a Wednesday where I should be happy and thrilled and be like, I think the committee did a great job, because they didn't. They're so all over the place. I felt like when Mac Rhodes stepped down, it would have been a really great opportunity for them to stop doing the interviews post-rankings. And now that they sent Hunter Yurecek out, they can't stop him now. You have to keep it going now for the rest of the year. They missed out on that opportunity, because it feels like every time these dudes open their mouth, we get more confused.
Well, because it feels like the qualifications and the judgment practices they use are just kind of weird. Like, to me, it feels like you should value quality wins over, like, talking about losses all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? Why aren't we rewarding people for their best wins instead of just doing all these mental gymnastics? Be like, well, they have some good losses. In what other sport do we talk about that? Like, imagine in the NFL if we're like, yeah, they don't have any good wins, but, like, look at those good losses. Like, they lost to the Chiefs by a few. Like, nobody does that. And, like, imagine if the NFL did this system. Like, do you know how many people would say the NFL is rigged if they did this nonsense? So it's wild to me. Just college football in general is wild. But the fact that there's a committee picking these teams, like, I know that's a whole other issue to get into. But at the end of the day, when you see them doing these mental gymnastics to try to, like, force some of these big-time programs, cough, cough, Notre Dame, up the leaderboard, it's just hard to look at it and be like, am I being gaslit here? What's going on?
I know. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, Yurecek in that clip that we played did say, and he uttered this on live television, that at no point have they actually compared Notre Dame and Miami together, which I don't understand how you're this deep in the process and not getting to that point to where you're looking at those two teams. Now, for those that maybe you're unaware of what the process generally looks like, the way that they do this is they break teams into into groups of four. So they're basically, you're comparing four teams against one another. They rank those, and then they take another group of four and they compare four teams, and then they rank those. Well, I'm not, like, the greatest at math, Chelsea. Notre Dame is 9. I feel like that's not far enough away from Notre Dame, Miami, who is currently sitting at 13, to at least not say we should look at these two teams maybe together. And they just don't.
Right?
And I don't understand that. Outside of the fact that they just really want Notre Dame in the playoff, and that to me is why they're at 9 and not 10. When you're at 10, you leave yourself open to somebody jumping you. I don't know that BYU or Utah, they're not going from, 11 or 12, respectfully. They're not jumping up to take 9 spot. They're taking 10 spot. If there is a situation where BYU wins the Big 12 championship, Texas Tech is still going to get in. So they would then jump Alabama and not Notre Dame. It feels like they're carrying a lot of water for Notre Dame right now.
Yeah. The other surprise, which maybe it's not a surprise because I think we all know, the metrics absolutely love Texas Tech. And if you watch them on film, their defensive line is absolutely nasty. But were you surprised to see them ahead of Ole Miss and Oregon? I feel like in the days of yesteryear, you would see a team from the SEC with one loss. You're like, there's no way. There's no way a Big 12 team with one loss would jump Ole Miss. And then you look at Oregon as well, coming from the Big 10. Were you surprised to see that, or do you think it's warranted?
I think it's warranted. And I think you look at the fact that Texas Tech has the one loss where their starting quarterback didn't play. But in every single game where their starting quarterback has played, they've won by 2 scores. And I think that's really what separates them from Ole Miss. I mean, outside of Arizona State, Kansas State scored 20 on them, and that's it. It's a lot of 10s. I see some 14s. I see some 7s. Kansas got 17 on them. UCF this past weekend got 9 points on Texas Tech. They're so good defensively that I think it's warranted certainly for them to be over Oregon. Oregon's strength of schedule is not the most challenging at the moment, outside of the fact that they really love that Penn State win. But I think Texas Tech being over Ole Miss is very much warranted right now.
Yeah, even though if I'm an Oregon fan, I have a bitter spin on this. I say, but look at our loss. It's a quality loss. We lost to the number 2 team in the country. I thought we were big on quality losses. So it's wild how many ways this can be twisted. And we knew this was kind of going to be a Pandora's box, because it's when you have all these weird qualifications, it's just the committee just twists them to whatever teams they want to fit it. But at the end of the day, when there's 12 teams in the playoff, just win your games. Right?
Just win them.
I feel the days of complaining about okay, when there's only 4 teams, there's definitely a team or two that maybe had a good case to win a national championship and had a good argument to be left out. But there's 12 teams.
Yeah, just go win. It really is that simple. Just go win your football games the rest of the way, and then you'll be in a good stance.
Right. And the other thing is, the only rankings that matter are the final ones. So some of this can still absolutely change. We have rivalry games, we have conference championship games. All right, coming up next here on the show, we go to the NFL, Aaron Rodgers' status for the next Steelers game. We'll give you the latest next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.